Welcome to the Almanac Podcast. This is episode 7, and I am here. My name's Alex, and I'm here with my boy Eddie.
What's up?
And let's get into this. Oh, yeah. We got the...
Yeah, bro, you do this every time.
Oh, yeah.
My man literally discovers it every episode. That's our thing, eh?
This is new.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing, though?
I'm all right. I've been busting my ass all weekend, just working.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
Sick,
under the weather.
Down with the flu.
I feel like this is definitely the time of year where, you know, like, like I feel like when spring comes, that's when people really start to feel it. Like, it's either that or, like, allergies.
Change of the seasons.
Yeah, like, my dad suffers from allergies. I'm glad I don't. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have, like, a pollen allergy. Like, I don't just get, like, yo, it's, my man, it'll sneeze. Like, like there's a pepper cloud in the room or something. Like,
no, I think that happened to me, earlier this week. I literally sneezed, like, 12 times. It was fucked up. No one should sneeze that much. It was messed up.
I said, you mean not to brag, but I am.
What?
Like, no, bro, my immune system is so strong. I'm literally thankful for that. But, like, I feel like it really got stronger just because, like, because when I started, like, going to the gym and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, yeah. Like,
getting healthier.
I'm telling you, bro, I can go to the gym and, like, it could be freezing outside. And, bro, like, I will not wear a jacket. Like, because I'll be drenched in sweat. I'm not trying to get this out. My shit's sweaty. But, like,
yeah.
On top of that, bro, I could just walk out. My skin, I'm fucking steaming. Like, yo, bro, it's so dumb.
Who is that guy?
Yeah, like, yo, why is he? Yo, right. I'm one of those shorts and winners kind of guy. Like,
oh, man.
Nah, I'm not, though. I'm really not.
One of those guys with the chancletas outside.
Yo, bro. When it's
snowing.
I did that shit before.
Did you?
Yo, like, I don't know how I did it. Like, the power of youth is really crazy. Because I remember I dead ass shoveled snow in boxers, bro.
No way.
I went out in boxers. Some my mom's Crocs and a wife beater, bro. Just cause she made me shovel snow one time. I was like, yo, I was just in the room. I was not having it. I was like, I'm not gonna get dressed. I need to get this shit out the way. Like, I want to go back, bro. Shoveled the whole back way. Like,
that's pretty crazy, actually. I think the only time
thankfully it was in the alleyway. Feel me? No neighbors was peeping. Like, yeah, that's a dick in boxes shoveling.
Privacy of your home. Yeah. I've done it in shorts before, but it was like a sidewalk, like a piece of a sidewalk. It wasn't that much.
Nah, nigga, this was a whole
walkway. It was a 20-minute task.
You've been on that walkway in the backyard, that whole joint, like the patio to the steps to that, and boxers and Crocs. Like, walk right back in like nothing.
So you said your week's crazy. You've been working a lot.
Yeah, bro, I've just been on the move.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I'm like, I hate it, like, the mileage I'm putting on my car, but, it like, you feel me? Like,
hey, man. That's life. It's time for you to get a new car.
Ouch.
No, like...
Ouch, bro.
There's a lot of miles.
My man let me the fuck up.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't see that. I really didn't even see that coming, bro. Like, that's crazy.
That's
let
wrong.
Me the fuck up. Like,
that's like the second time this week.
You boys in the hood, my shit. Like, you really just put a roll down the window and let that comment fly out. Like, I was.
That's the second time this week where I'm saying something and it just comes out the wrong way.
I'll say that. Yeah, that message back felt real aggressive when I texted you.
Which one?
When I gave you that
feedback. Oh, yeah.
Just, like, yeah, well, bro, how's that gonna help us? Like, the tone of that message was very aggressive.
Not aggressive at all.
I was like, all right, cool, bro. I'll see you in person. I wrote that. Did it? I was like, all right, bro, cool. I'll see you in person. We'll talk about it in person.
Yeah, we still have to talk about that, actually.
But yeah, like, that was that.
Yeah. So you, Valentine's Day weekend just passed. Or I guess we record Sunday, so I guess it's still Valentine's Day
weekend. Yeah, I mean, for me, because I'm there's people who work that like work Saturdays.
So. Yeah, work Friday and Saturdays.
Yo, I'm like, the inconvenience of those schedules, like, yo, that really does kill you.
Yeah,
I feel like people expect it, like I mean, yeah, there's only certain events people really feel comfortable doing at certain times. Like, you feel me? Nobody wants to. Actually, no, I'm lying. I was just gonna say get breakfast at night, but like diners. Like, yeah. I'm sure there's some weirdo nigga that gets eggs and, eggs and bacon at 9 p.m. I'm sure there's somebody out there. Let me stop. But
even at 2 a.m.
But I feel like, all right, let me, an example is day drinking. Day drinking.
Yeah,
like,
I can't do that.
Not everybody's a day drinker. Yeah. I never peer pressure nobody into doing it. But like, like if you work like a job that you have to, like your evening's taken up and that's the only free time, imagine having to tell your date, like, yo, you trying to go to Yorgos at 11? Like, feel me? Like,
I've seen it. I've done it, but.
11 a.m., get some brunch.
I can't day drink. I obviously done it before, but oh my God. I just can't stand like just being drunk at 5 p.m. and then I have to go home and just be drunk as shit. I just end up falling asleep at 5. Like, who falls asleep at 5?
That happened. That happened yesterday. My cousins went out. They went downtown. I saw a snap of him. He was on his carpet like by 5 p.m.
Yeah, it's crazy. Cause like you have to, like, I mean, like liquor. What? How long does it take for it to, like, if you, let's say you take a couple shots, how long does it take for you to feel its full effect? Like, minutes.
My key to surviving is like
water.
Eating. I mean, if I can, like, but like, there's a lot of chances we, like, water's not in the equation. There's sometimes when water's just not in the equation for the drinking.
I chug water just to avoid that hangover. Chug it. So yeah. No, I definitely can't do it. Cause let's say like you go home, it's 5 o'clock, you're already drunk as hell. And then you, like, wake up at, like, 3 a.m.
Bro, the amount of water it would take for me to recover from a hangover is so unnecessary. Like,
well, you drink water while you drink.
Yeah, but that doesn't bother me as much. It does suck with the bathroom, bro, that, you know, like...
Oh, yeah. The seal is broken.
That's why I hate beer, bro. Like, I really try to drink beer just because, like, I'll always be going to the bathroom with beer. Like...
Yeah.
I rarely, I'm just not...
Yeah.
Like, when I drink mixed drinks, I be chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But beer, just something about beer. Yeah, because you gotta drink a lot of it to get
right.
Wait,
how did we get on day drinking from Valentine's Day?
Just because of the whole people working.
Oh, yeah.
That's Saturday.
Right.
Right. But yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sure some people had to like work around it.
I think some people don't mind. From my experience, having to get a reservation for, let's say, a nice place you want to take someone, like at a nice place, sometimes it's just impossible to get a reservation. Like, I used to have to.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can remember.
You mean here, like locally.
Yeah. From my experience here locally, like, what is it? A couple years ago, I tried to get a. I had to do a reservation like maybe like a month or two in advance. Just to secure it, and they told me that's like normal. Like some people,
that's crazy.
Some people have some people have a Valentine's dinner and then make reservations for the following year just so they have a table at a certain place. It's that nice. But I think for the people that like, you know, they postpone it, it's less crowdy. The chocolate's 50% off. like, come on, like.
Yeah, that's so funny,
bro. You can do your thing. Yeah, I actually wouldn't mind postponing it.
What's for the week, like instead of the day of?
Well, so like it fell on a Friday this year.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was kind of like it wasn't like that's not bad because like all right, cool. You can still do like for the people who can do something in the evening. Like, mm-hmm. All right, that's cool. Like I wouldn't mind working a Friday just to go out and do something after.
Yeah,
but like because you still have the week, like, it's still the weekend. Like so, but like just. Like, I don't know, like, it'd make more, like, I'd rather do it on a day, like, where the whole day's free so we can do actually something big if that's what you're trying to do. Like,
yeah.
Feel me? Like, it's everybody's interpretation of what Valentine's Day should be.
Yeah.
Like, you always get those few people that are like, Valentine's Day, every day's Valentine's Day if you're with the right person. I'm like,
it's not.
I'm like, yo, that's some shit to say. Like, every day's Valentine's Day. I'm like, what?
Someone's brainwashed.
Yo, that's literally what it is.
I feel like if you're in a relationship, every day shouldn't be Valentine's Day. Are you crazy?
I'm like, I mean, the way my pockets are set up now, it's not Valentine's Day.
Well,
for me, like, no. Yo, like, it's not that I wouldn't, but like, yo, like, for me, these flowers is gonna keep dying. Like,
you can't take care of these damn flowers.
Like, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like,
literally. Well, I feel like definitely like the traditional sense of like Valentine's Day. Like when you're a kid, you know it as you go get a girl. As a guy, you get to go. You go get a box of chocolates, some flowers, and give it to a girl.
I wonder how girls really feel about that, because I feel like not every girl likes chocolate.
Really?
You think every girl likes chocolate?
Yeah, I'm not going to say every, but...
I just feel like...
I think you're hitting it 80%.
I probably can't argue that one. Like, I really, like, I'm not saying I do know any females that do, but it's, I feel like it's just crazy for me to assume that.
Like, oh, she's a I think it's crazy.
I'm to like, oh, bro, she's a girl. She loves, like they love chocolate. Like,
I don't know.
That's like how people say like dogs love peanut butter. Feel me? Like, it's just like
dogs do love peanut butter.
It's like, yeah, like, oh bro, it's a girl, she loves chocolate. Like,
that's not the same.
Like, yeah, that's crazy. Like
that is not.
That's what I was like, yo, that's what I'm saying. To be a sumptuous.
Oh like, yeah, like yeah. That. Okay. I don't know. Like, so did you do anything for Valentine's Day, or you just kind of kicked it at home? You were working.
I worked, bro. Yeah.
Ah, so that's
like,
why.
I mean, like, not really. Yeah, I was solo dolo this year. Niggas took a beat out. I'm not going to fall. Like, I'm like, bro, I took a beat out of this Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like you shot your shot and got denied kind of thing? Or are you just like,
no,
I'm going to give myself this O?
More like, you mean I didn't have who I wanted to, like, feel me? Like, if I was like, if I'm going to take this day serious, I'd rather get, like, spend it with somebody I actually want to. I don't know. Feel me? Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's true. You're not just going to take anything.
Yeah, yeah, for real, for real. Like, I mean, for real, like, I niggas ain't that lonely. Like, yo, I hate that shit. Like, yo, niggas ain't that lonely. Like,
how do you feel about, I guess, like, all, like, a lot of single chicks usually do, like, a Galentine's Day kind of thing?
Yeah, my cousins, they all went out last night. I mean, together yesterday. They actually went day drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't go because I had to do
shit. So they had like a bro Valentine's.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up. Damn. Like, that sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
But so, damn, I could have weaseled out the wife with that one. Hey, listen, yo, it's bro. And then your day was yesterday. Like,
yeah, yeah. Your day was yesterday.
Today's for the... Today, what's the saying?
Saturday's for the boys.
Saturday's for the boys. Yeah, literally, it's crazy. It was Saturday, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I saw like, a lot of girls doing that, too.
Do what? Galentine's?
Yeah. I mean, I guess...
I feel like it's like a somewhat of a deep-rooted issue that, like...
I guess I could say I did that.
A lot of people from this like newer generation don't really know how to be in like relationships.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
No, say it. Yeah, say it.
Well, if there's like a lot of
my man's about to drop hot truth lava on this bitch.
God damn it! I stumbled on this one.
Go ahead, bro. Tell me what was that?
Yeah. I'm gonna just edit this one out.
Turn the volume up, DJ. Turn the headphones up. Yeah, bro.
I mean, it's just like I'm just making an observation. There's a lot of like group of females and a lot of group of males just kind of like hanging out. But why aren't you guys together? Kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, I feel you. I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you like it's very like obvious that there's like groups of females and groups of guys like that could have very easily just like done like a Valentine's thing, but instead they choose to hang out with each other and then like just go out. And like you know what I mean? Like that's kind of like all like always the plan. I feel like for like single people.
What do you mean?
Like I just said it.
No, like you said. What do you mean? Like they just hang out? Like and what?
Oh, like I don't know. Like what do they do for their like bro Valentine's?
You mean as far as like they don't pursue anything further?
Yeah. Like with the opposite or whoever they intend.
I just feel like the communication aspect is so weird.
It is weird. I feel like it like. Like, dating right now is, like, just fucked. Like, you know, like, am I alone in that
nah,
one?
Nah, bro, yeah, okay. It is weird. Like, you, like, literally, yo, just, like, it could be really as simple as, like, yo, just say it. Like, yo, like, I feel like nobody, like, yo, that's literally what it is. Like, seeing how long you can suffer with each other. Like, yo, let's see if we can bury each other. Like.
Well, I'm not saying all that. I'm just saying, like, the dating lifestyle right now, it's, like, it's pretty, like...
Because that's literally what it sounds pretty like. Fucked up. What, that you said it's really fucked up? But like, what
specifically?
Yeah.
Like just dating in general, like so like when you grew up,
Tinder's not doing it for you, bro.
Huh?
Tinder's not doing it for you,
bro. No, I'm not saying that. Well, even that, like Tinder's fucked up just because it's like, oh, like I'm just gonna make a quick decision about you and
based off your looks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I'm just sorry. Like I really, I feel like.
Kind of like how social media, like really, like social media, like ruining like how relationships come about.
I feel like I just feel like really like yo, I'm just going, I'm selling this, bro. I'm
gonna shoot my shot. No, send the message.
I meant like, bro, like that about the Tinder thing. It's just like yo, niggas literally don't even like read the bios. Like, niggas is just, I'm like, we just like you know, we don't read the bios.
Like, my bio is I don't read bios.
I'm like, for real, I'm like, you should just be telling me this yourself. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, you're really giving a description about yourself. Like, it's almost like. Like, found in the wild. Like, shit like that. Like, yo. Like, catch me at Caps on the Saturday. I'm like, Catch me at Caps on Saturday.
Have you ever been to Caps?
No.
Oh.
Everybody, yo, and I'm always telling like I have to.
No, I've only been to Caps twice, and I had a good time, so.
I heard it's cool, like, I heard it, but, like, even, I remember one time I was at a, this, like, private, like, it was, like, a lodge. Mm-hmm. It was, like, this lodge, and.
On Chestnut?
No, it's in the cut. It's over by, like, Sterling Place.
Oh, okay.
It's a lodge, I forgot what it was called, it's, like, the Knights of something, I think. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was there for my boy, like, helping him out with, like, his church was doing, like, a bingo thing, so I was just, like, he needed people, so I looked out.
Oh, okay.
And, there was a bartender there, and she was, like, I was talking to her, and she was, like, I'm telling me, when I was, like, I had a cat by my age, I was, like, you see, I'll be over here. And it wasn't even, I wasn't even able to go into the bar yet, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just fronting, just, you know, but she was fucking with it, but... Anyway, she was like, tell me, yeah, I was just at Caps last night. I was like, oh, where I live, right by Caps, which I did. But, yeah. So I didn't lie there, feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
But she was like, she said, oh, yeah, I was just there. And then she showed me a video of a fight, like, right in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this small-ass room. Like,
yeah.
I was like, yo, and, like, they were, like literally, there was two shorties, and they were, like, pulling each other over the table.
Yeah, it's not a big space.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, you're like, I don't want to get caught in this. Like, I'm like, oh, like, I'm already, like, I'm not claustrophobic, but, like,
I
don't like being cramped up.
Yeah.
Like.
Every time I go in there, I just kind of, like.
It's like, yo, like...
Go play some darts.
Like, you ever see, like, those videos of, like, Japanese people getting into, like, subways? Like, it's like, yo, they pack them in there.
Really?
Bro.
Don't they do that in New York?
Bro, I've never been in, like, a really cramped subway, bro. Like, maybe I just go at the right times, feel me? Like,
yeah.
I go at the right times, like, because I've never been uncomfortable, never.
Yeah, when I was over in Spain, like, the subway system over there, bro, So much space. Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, I was riding in comfort.
Yeah,
I believe it, bro. I've always noticed that, like, yo, like they're like trainery is way better than ours. I don't even know if that's a word, trainery, but like you know what I mean. Like they're
railroad.
Yeah, like their railroad systems are. Mm-hmm. They just look so much better. Like
trainery.
Like, yeah, they're trainery. I really made that up right now, bro.
Yo. making up words now.
Right. Yeah, bro.
I see where this is going.
You felt it, though. You knew what I was talking about.
I knew what
about.
You were trying to say.
You knew exactly. Like, I don't know the fucking the terminology, but you think I'm a train expert? Like, I think I saw Thomas the Train once. Like,
yeah.
That was that being an older cartoon, like, so I really didn't pay attention to that. But
yeah.
Like, we're sidetracking here.
Are we?
Yeah, like I feel like we were just talking about Valentine's
Day. Oh, right. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we really went off the rails with this one, bro. We're definitely going to chop this bitch.
Okay. I ain't chopping shit.
What? Yo, bro, what?
We're going.
Alright. I guess.
So do you have any like post plan like post Valentine's Day plans at all?
No.
You're just like if it wasn't happening on Friday or Saturday, it's not happening.
That was kind of like if I had like with the free time I did have today, I was like really I really really was like opening myself up for if I did make some.
Mm-hmm.
But since none came across, I'm not like pressed.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Huh.
It's one of those kind of things. It's because, I mean, like, right now, like, I'm just working, like, crazy right now. It's like, I don't have to, like...
Well, I feel like, do you think Valentine's Day is more for people in relationships, I guess? I feel like that would be...
I guess. I feel like, I mean, it's more like a wave, feel me?
What do you mean?
Like, it's a wave. It's like, it's more for, so for, just for that day.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't think it's just for couples.
I would say I think more couples, like, just...
I feel like people base it, like, use that day as just a base point to, like, to be affectionate.
Yeah. Which isn't, like, the best thing.
I agree.
Yeah, you should like, you shouldn't just pick that one day.
In that sense, yeah, like going back to that statement where, like, every day is Valentine's Day if you're with the right person, yeah, it shouldn't be that way. Like,
you should have more than one day a year.
To be affectionate. Yeah, no, I agree.
to,
I
mean, to have your Valentine's.
Bro, that's called birthdays and Christmas, bro.
Like, birthdays and
Christmas. Mother's Day if she's, you know, there.
Half birthdays and all.
Yeah, bro.
4th of July.
Anniversaries.
Yeah. Huh. How do you feel about, let's see, because I didn't really, I mean, I was sick, so I couldn't do anything for Valentine's Day, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. How do you feel about, people kind of just, like, putting out their little statuses where they're, like, and it kind of seems like they're fishing for people?
Like, attention?
Not for attention, specifically for...
Bro, not for attention. Subliminals is coming hard, bro.
How do you feel about the people that are just kind of put out, like, statuses just to see if they can get someone to bite for Valentine's Day?
Like, what an example of what? You mean, like, oh, you mean, like, a lonely kind of thing? Like a...
Yeah, like let's say, or, for example, let's say, like, there's a guy out there and he's just, like, posting shit about, like, oh, Valentine's Day, Valentine's that. And he's just trying to get, like, attention, see if he get a bite from a female. Like, sucker shit.
My man's fishing, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta put, you said, put the dip of the pole. My man's trying to dip the pole in the water. You know what I mean? Like,
so, have you seen a lot of it?
I see it on both ends. I see, like,
girls, oh, really?
Girls do it too.
Really?
Yeah. You know, like, I'll be, I mean, but, like, I've learned at this point, like, I don't trust social media, bro. Shawty's really be on game now, bro. Lonely AF with under their man's arm. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. I'm like, yo, the hours. Like, you start to, like, when you start keeping track of the hours, I'm like, yo. I'm like, Shawty's definitely with this day. I'm like,
you're off. And he's off.
that's why, like, I'm like, I'm not one to fish the bait, but...
Oh, okay. I didn't see a lot of it, so I was just trying to see if you see anything.
I saw both ends. I mean, to each his own, I guess. I mean, it's still fun. Like, the memes are funny, you feel me? At the end of the day, the memes are, like they're still going to be funny.
Like what?
I feel like people post, like, memes, like, yeah. as that kind of, like, fishing bait. Like, I saw one where it was like, okay, it was SpongeBob with an empty seat, and it was like me on February 14th. like it was funny because he was at the movies for me. Like it was a day. I was just like, all right, cool, funny, because it's from, like, a childhood
thing.
Yeah. Like, but, like, I seen that. I'm like, all right, we get it. Like, you single.
Yeah. So, do you feel like having that, like, that bro Valentine's Day is, like, one of those days to, like, kind of, like, wall out?
Well, like, with the guys?
Yeah.
Why would you... Why do you think that? Is it because you're just, like, reuniting with all the boys?
Yeah.
Bro, just have a guys' night. Nigga, you don't need Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Day is more like, it's like a way to really, like, convince them to get you that day. Like, yo, come on, let me chill with the niggas. Like, I feel like that's what that is actually for. Because I actually, like, didn't hear about Valentine's Day till this year. This is the first year I've actually heard of that.
Yeah, I've only ever heard of it. We chill with our boys all the time.
Yeah, bro, exactly. Like, I chill with my bro. Like, I'm like, yeah, like bro, like me, Kellum and Trav was, and Rob was just at Miller's, bro. We was just watching that fight. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like, if you can't trust, I don't know. Like, if you can't trust somebody, there's really no point in being together. Feel me? Like,
true.
There's just no point. Like, yo, imagine, like, spending all your time and energy,
mm-hmm,
like, keeping someone you don't trust like that. that's like you owning Zeus, your dog, and you have him in the cage, but you're sleeping with an eye open. Like, yo, what if this thing just comes in the cage and just kills me? What? Why would you keep a vicious animal?
definitely. Okay. All right.
That's how I look at that. I see. But it'd be like that.
All right. So I definitely saw something. So I saw something on social media about how what was it? Oh, I saw something. What is an interview with Big Sean and Joe Budden?
Okay,
bro. And I haven't heard anything from Big Sean in a very long time. So I kind of wanted to see what you thought.
My man's spending his life with Janae right now, bro. I'm mad. Like they make me mad.
Why?
Cause I love her. I love Janae Aiko, bro. Yo, I love her.
Yeah.
She is so fine. Mm-hmm. I just think it's crazy because, they really capitalized off their breakup music. Bro, they did.
Didn't they?
Yo, girls loved all her heartbroken songs.
Really?
Bro. It was a wave. Okay. It was a wave, bro. And, now they're just back together and people are like, oh, I bet, cool. I'm like, yo, he left her. Like, I'm like, yo, what?
She's toxic.
I'm like, either way, you can say definitely, yeah.
Do you think she's a lot to handle?
I don't know. Her songs, her songs make her sound her songs ideally sound like the perfect chick to me.
Okay.
Like the shit, how she,
portrays herself.
Portrays herself in her songs, bro. She'd be the perfect chick for me. How that didn't work out really, any celebrity, any bad celebrity, you can put Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, whatever. Mm-hmm. It really makes me wonder, why did it not work out? real rap. Why did it not work out? They are so fine. What could have really killed it? Was mm-hmm. it him or was it because I'm some of them really be crazy.
Like the chicks.
Yeah, like Big Sean's ex. I forgot what her name was. If only
before Janae.
If only Almir was here. If only Almir was here. No, she was from the Glee. She was in Glee. Like in the one song, Big Sean was even saying he's like my shawty working on Glee and she's making more money than me.
Yeah.
Like I heard she used to be abusive. I think she got arrested for beating on her man.
Yeah.
And then I remember Big Sean commenting about it. He's like, I told you, Nicholas. It was this little ass girl, bro. Funny as shit. It was a video on Twitter. Right? This little girl, she just be like, I told you.
Yeah,
Nicholas.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, who let this little girl talk her that? But yeah, I don't ever put it past nobody. We could even go back to Johnny, the last episode with Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Shawty made it look like he tried to make it look bro, like he did it.
Yeah, that's insane.
So
but I'm like, damn, what did there's they no, do? There's nothing that came out with Janae doing that, right?
What?
With the abusiveness?
No. Oh, okay, I've never seen nothing about that. I just think that's crazy. Because, I could tell, bro, he had her, hooked. She had his face tatted on his arm,
Yeah.
And, obviously, she got it covered up, so, mm-hmm. bro, I'm like, yo, that, ah.
I think she makes really good music with, other guys, though.
I liked her with Childish. When I thought they were a thing, I actually was, kind of rooting for that.
She had good tracks with Childish. She had a good track with Drake. Had a good track with she makes good tracks with other guys in general. I'm not gonna just put
damn bro, it's not like you say it's like
well I'm just saying
don't talk about my wife that. Don't you talk about my wife
anyway. I wasn't trying to get on the Janae topic. I was trying to figure out where
Big Sean
has been.
I feel like he's like I said now that
yeah and he's it goes, just it goes, living life. It,
that's why I was going back it's going back to her like as far as like I feel like he's, spending a lot of his time trying to make it up to her. I mean, because I see them, they're hanging out a lot.
Well, was there, a rumor on him, cheating on her? Hmm? Which is why he put out that track, No Interviews.
Is that the one with, who the fuck was on there? He had a couple songs that came out recently after that. It was,
He had one with Janae, yeah.
No, what was the other one? There was another one he dropped. Bro, see, this is why we need him here. This is why I'm
Anyway,
we should just. Why my man would have to fall right here on the deck.
We should just know this too. Anyway,
but yeah, it goes. But I feel like that's where his attention's at. And I mean, like, it's not like he's not making. It's not like he's making not making money because he just had a deal with Bathing Ape recently. I mean, like, my man's still getting, like, designer deals. Like, yeah. I don't even know what, like, shoe brand he's with now. I don't know if he's still with Adidas. Mm-hmm. But, feel me?
Like, still one of, he's still, like, top artist in if Detroit, in my opinion, still.
I feel like there's, I mean, there's not many out in retrospect anymore. Just because, like, it's, like, with like him.
Currently?
Him and, Grizzly. Is it Shy Grizzly? Or,
okay.
No, fuck.
T? It's not T Grizzly.
T Grizzly.
Is
T-Grizzy.
It?
Yeah,
is he from Detroit?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's He Grizzly. That's what I meant. I said Shy Glizzy. I was talking about Shy Glizzy. Oh, but I was saying Shy's Maryland.
Oh, okay. So, but you still have like Danny Brown's from Detroit.
Is he?
Yeah. Danny Brown's from Detroit. M is from Detroit. Big Sean.
So you have Big Sean over M?
Yeah. I like Big Sean. Dude, Eminem's wave is just over.
I be trying to tell people that.
But yo, like it's not
if you tell that to anybody over 30, it's a beef.
No,
it's a beef, yo.
Don't get me wrong though. I grew up on Eminem music because when I got into hip hop,
my man used to lose himself in the music. My man. Yo, did you see that how they reacted to him at the Grammys?
Was it the Grammys or the Oscars?
One of those.
Yeah.
They
had
Billie Eilish. I just remember seeing Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eyelash.
Billie Eilish. I saw her face reaction to that song. That's so funny. Like, yo, that's so funny. It's like, it's getting to that point where, like, yeah, if you're over, like, if they're over 30, like, they just don't want to listen to them.
Yeah.
Like, just how, like, they booed Drake at that Tyler.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of thing. It's like, yo, that's crazy. Like,
well, I think, I don't know. What
were we talking? It's about. I just lost my train of thought.
Eminem.
Eminem.
Yeah. I'm gonna put Big Sean over Eminem, just because Eminem already had his run. Mm. I'm not like just talking about like 2020 and forward. I mean, he had his moments, and I'm a huge fan of Eminem, and I mean he'll wrap circles around anybody, honestly. But.
When he did the MGK joint, like.
He also had like a huge team. Yeah, like Eminem's team was like
Slaughterhouse
official. Not just having Dr. Dre Productions like backing him like that, and having the whole 50 Cent like affiliation definitely helped. So I don't know. Right now, I'm still gonna put Big Sean above him.
All
right. When it comes to Detroit.
Well, let's get back to the Big Sean and Joe Budden thing. So what happened? What was going on with that?
Not much. It was just kind of like, they were just talking.
What he mentioned, music or something?
I didn't watch the entire thing, but I'm assuming that since he's doing like a interview tour, like promo run, he's going to drop music eventually pretty soon. And I think like since it's 2020, everyone's just going to be dropping music. You know, it's like the beginning of the decade. Everyone's going to put their shit out there, see who lasts.
I'm just waiting for that.
You're just waiting for Drake.
The Drake and Future, yeah, bro. I feel like, I think that's going to slap, bro. I think it might be better. I'm hoping that it's better than the first one.
Did you like the first one?
A little bit.
There's only a couple tracks that
there's songs that I can't listen to anymore, but like, I definitely, like, I fucked with Jumpman when it first came out at first. Grammy wasn't on that one. That was,
Yeah, Grammys was on there.
Grammy wasn't on that one.
It was.
Plastic Bag. I like Plastic Bag. Didn't you? I swear you liked Plastic Bag at one point.
Maybe. I can't think of what it sounds like.
Digital Dash was tough.
Digital Dash was dope.
And Diamonds Dancing. You like Diamonds Dancing.
Diamonds Dancing.
That was your shit.
That's probably one of my favorite songs in general, though.
Because of the production?
Yeah. Everything on there is just tough.
I wasn't, like, the chorus didn't do it for me, but...
I loved everything else.
And like I even like the single tracks they did, feel me? Like like the 30 for 30, what was Futures? It was Jersey.
Yeah.
That one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I like that one too.
So you think How many tracks do you think they're are going to be in this one? Do you think it's going to be like a long, extensive album? Do you think it's going to have the same vibe as...
I'd say maybe 15.
15. You think it's going to have like the same vibes as the previous one?
I feel like it has to. I don't see them like doing anything. What else they going to talk? I don't feel like, not to say they don't have a lot in common, but like besides being like having money, like
just having money and bitches.
Like, yeah, like you feel me? Like what are they like? The vibe is pretty. That's pretty much what the vibe was.
Yeah.
But what a time to be alive! It was like kind of like celebrating and gloating.
Yeah. So what is it? Just gonna be what a time to be alive too?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think.
Right. Okay.
I mean, like, I feel like it's funny because people hold that bar. Where like mixtapes, as soon as if you drop music on a platform, it's an album.
Yeah.
Feel
yeah.
me? But like if you dropped it on a website, it's a mixtape. I'm like, yo, bro, like it's just music. Like it's not that deep.
They only do that for
Cause I hear people be like, yo, bro, his first album. I'm like, I will, like, if we want to get technical, then yeah, we could, like as far as stuff like people actually say is an album.
Mm-hmm.
Like I hate when people say So Far Gone is an album. I'm like, yo, bro, it's his mixtape. Like.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, So Far Gone's Drake's actual first album was like Thank Me Later.
Yeah.
So like I'm like, if we're going off based off of anything, I'll just go off of that.
Yeah, it's like Kendrick Lamar's like C4. Like yeah. I'm not calling that an album.
Yeah, like Section 80, I consider that a mixtape.
I think that's an album.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
I think that, I don't know.
Because that came out after Overly Dedicated.
Okay.
So, Overly Dedicated was definitely an album.
Well, either way. I swear I thought Section 8 was a mixtape, but
mm-hmm.
It's like along that line.
Okay.
Like, because I'm like, do you like that? Do you feel like that's lazy as far as like album title thing?
For What Time to Be Alive 2?
Yeah, like, do you think adding making a sequel to a first album, like, how do you feel about that? Like, because it's not like movies. It's not like a fucking movie, like, for you to be like, you're number two.
all right, so, like, Eminem did that with a Marshall Mathers LP, and then he did it with a Marshall Mathers LP 2. I thought it was good if you're trying to continue that story.
Okay.
Because, well, like,
is it a storytelling album?
Well, there's just it, like,
yeah, bro, I've not like, listened to Eminem so
long. What I'm saying is, like, with Eminem, like, all that stuff was personal. So, like, the theme was like Marshall Mathers LP 1. Like, you get some pretty personal stories there, and then jumping on to the second one, you get personal stories there too, which kind of reveal more about the artist. But yeah, in order to do like a number two of What a Time to Be Alive, you have to kind of stay in the We're Still Doing Great kind of theme, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be like, oh, like, I'm doing, like, we're all doing, like, really good. Still got my bitches, still got my money kind of thing. But we'll see what happens. Like, I hope the production's really good. I hope Boy Wonder just fucking kills it like he always does.
Okay.
Yeah. But, so, like, how do you feel like any other artists are going to really drop in 2020? Because I feel like everyone has been postponing. Like, let's say, like, 2018, or even starting from 2017, 18, and 19.
Wasn't Meek supposed to drop something?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's supposed to drop an album.
I don't have any expectation from anybody, too, because, like, I really haven't peeped nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, like, as far as that music aspect goes, nah, I don't really, like, there's no one on my radar. It's, like, I mean, because, like, I mean, I feel like now that, like, the pace... Like artists have portrayed now, like, that there you can wait. There's some people that drop music like frequently,
routinely, yeah.
And like, but the quality's not there. That's how I feel. Like, I just had this conversation with a friend of mine, and like, we were talking about like Travis Scott, DaBaby, Stunna,
mm-hmm.
Trying to think who else. Oh, we A Boogie. It started off with A Boogie. Like,
mm-hmm.
A Boogie had just dropped something. There we go. And I listened to it, and I just, like, I wasn't feeling it. Like, the whole thing, mm-hmm. I was not feeling. Like, everybody, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, I haven't seen no one talk about it. Like, nobody's posting, like, posting a song.
Yeah.
So, like, that's like, I'm like, yo, this don't really must have been bad, because, like, he had a lot of songs on there. But, like, I listened to it, and they just didn't, like, have that same energy from before. I don't know what it was. Like, I feel like as his albums progress, like, the quality's going down.
Huh.
But, like...
A Boogie?
Yeah. That's how I felt about that. But then, like, it's also, like, I feel like I've talked to you about this, where, like, I get tired of the same, Like, if you're like, if the whole album sounds the same, mm-hmm. I don't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yo, bro, the first song got the job done. Like,
well, are you more of like an album listener, or do you just like listen to just singles?
I don't mind singles because, I mean, like, obviously, some people are one hit wonders.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, y'all, you got
those songs are like really good.
You got the single. Yeah, yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, because like, I try to keep up with like local artists, but like, not every song they drop, I feel like, is a hit. That's not to discredit them, because like, mm-hmm. It's not based off popularity.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it is, but not for me. Like, not for, as far as like where I hold music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't hold it by popularity. I hold it by the quality, and then what, like, how I actually genuinely feel about it. Like,
yeah.
So, which artist that I've sent you that you weren't particularly, like, none of them comes to mind, that I just sent you a track, you're like, nah, I'm not feeling this?
I can't think of one off the top of my head. You obviously do.
This is my flowers, bro. every man you sent me was tough. I'm like, thank
I'm
you.
Not saying that. I'm just saying that has
you
replay
got the
value.
God's ear. I hear. Like, I hear it, bro. Thank you.
Fuck your flowers.
But it's just shit like that. I was back to like what I was saying with my friend, like. It's like with Travis Scott, like he just dropped a song with the Migos and Young Thug, and like it's just like they're like, I feel like some people make the songs just to like make the songs, so like it'd be like your friend, like, mm-hmm. yo bro, I just need a verse, you know? That's what it feels like at this point, like yo bro, you got me with a verse, and like I'm about to drop an album, like, yeah, I got you, bro, like
yeah.
shit like that. It's that's what it feels like, that they're forcing the chemistry, whereas like other artists can come together and just make a real good song, because I feel like they really like sit down,
yeah.
and like. Come up with it together.
Yeah. Huh. Well. But I don't know, because like artists like Travis Scott, he doesn't sound the same all the time.
But
recently he has been.
Like, didn't we talk about this? I feel like we've spoken about this, but it was just kind of like
probably
the comparison of like Frank and Travis.
Frank Ocean?
When they make a song together. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I just feel like the chemistry on one song was so strong compared to the one with the second. And I'm not saying they need to repeat like the same kind of music style.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, like damn, I, like that came out so good. Like the bar was already set high.
How can you fuck it up?
But it was about the song I Can't Say. He had Don Toliver on there. But what what I was gonna say was, yo, at one point I used to think Travis was him.
Oh, you thought
like,
it was Travis doing that?
I would hear Don Toliver, and I would think it was like Travis just like fucking around with his sound. I hear the sound. I don't know. Like, I hear a really big resemblance, and like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, this is gonna sound real disrespectful, but it is what it is. But like,
okay.
I feel like Sheck West and Don Toliver were like ghostwriters
for Travis. You think so?
Yeah.
Huh.
I feel like, and but it doesn't just go for him.
Well, that's
like,
how a lot of people
like,
come up though.
I feel like Stunna did it for DaBaby.
Yeah,
and I feel like Party and like a lot of Drake's artists do it for him.
Yeah.
I feel like it's that kind of thing.
You think Party the Next Door is gonna drop an album this year? Not to sidetrack.
Oh yeah, I forgot. He was actually another one, but like it's just cause like I don't expect it, cause it's, like he like literally like he vanished from the world. Like my man was Avatar Aang in this joint. He said when the world needed him the most, he vanished. I'm like, yo, bro, it's been a rough year, dog. Where you been? Like, I'm trying to party. Like, yo, for real. Because like, he actually was dropping music on SoundCloud a lot, but he would just delete it.
Really?
Yeah, it's real, like, you know, artist shit. That's real artsy of you, bro. Just he pulled a Frank Ocean.
He was like, this didn't pop. Delete.
He pulled a Frank Ocean. And some of them did. That was a thing that sucked.
Yeah.
It made me wish I go back to those days where I actually, like, downloaded
They're
music.
Probably out there.
Yo, bro, I tried. They're really hard to find.
Oh, really?
Now it's at the point where I already forgot the names. It's like, I already forgot the names, but they're so hard to find sometimes. It's just like, that's what I'm saying. It makes me wish I went back to those days where I actually, like, downloaded music. Like, I used to, like...
Bro.
Everybody know, like, yo, I don't know. Like,
back to, like, the MP3 days? Like,
yeah, I mean, like, you didn't have a childhood if you didn't know about the YouTube converter, dog. Like, bro, if you didn't know about the YouTube converter, you did not have a childhood. Yo, I used to... I YouTube converted TV shows. Shit was... That was podcast before podcast, bro. Like,
really?
I had the whole episode of Dragon Ball Z. Like,
oh, yeah.
I would just
yeah.
listen to the audio, like... like, niggas just talk. It's literally just niggas talking smack. It's just like a WWE match, like...
Hell, yeah. No, when we were kids, like... The internet was, you can do anything on the internet. You could fucking do whatever you want. Dude, I remember downloading shit from like LimeWire and shit. And that was dangerous.
Yo, I actually never had LimeWire. I just found my music by other means.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I've seen people do it. And I was like, yo, you could burn me your CD if you want, but that's as far as it goes. I do think that I did give someone my like iPod. Like back when the niggas had like iPods.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I had the Nano. I remember I had the Nano.
You had the Nano Touch. That was
the small cool. square one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that one.
It was just, I don't know. It's
too small.
Too compact. Yeah, it's like an Apple Watch. I just can't bang with it.
It was just a small
Apple. I have an Apple Watch, bro, and I don't wear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why? It's not because I don't like it. It's like I'm reading a text message on my wrist like my phone's not in my pocket. like, yo, for real. Like, yo, nobody think about that. Yo, really? I'm really reading a text message on my wrist with my phone's in my pocket. Like, yo, tell me that, yo, it's like the AirPods. Like, yo, literally, Apple's just a flex.
I've seen it. It is. I've seen a couple people just, like, respond to text messages on their wrist and just boom, boom,
yeah,
and go.
Yeah, like, yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's really just the portrayal.
It's usually just, like, one emoji that they respond
niggas,
with.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas is really just trying to James Bond it. Like, yo, bro, like, bro, right, like, we look like Power Rangers, like Ben 10s and this bitch, like, just always on our watches, like, doing everything. Like, I'm not hating on it because it is futuristic to that extent.
I think it's
like,
cool.
Like, you think of, like, literally, like, future when you think of wristwatch shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it's also, like, we're also getting to that point where, like, Alexas and shit.
Those are interesting. I have a Google Home device. I'm not, like...
My man to turn it off because he knows they're watching.
I'm not like the biggest fan of it. It's just it's another alarm clock for me. Like it just wakes me up.
For real?
Yeah.
Does it ever like just hit you random?
No.
Night master.
How you doing today, Alex?
He gets to open his eyes.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I think I'd shit my pants if I just heard that in the middle of the night from like one of them drums.
Just unplug it.
Yeah, what if that drum just turned back on? The light just comes on as soon as you get back to bed.
Definitely, I'll definitely be terrified. Fuck that.
Did you ever watch that old Disney movie? It was like Smart House or some shit like that.
No.
It was like an old Disney movie where like the dad like built a futuristic, not a futuristic house, but like a, you know, he definitely hooked that bitch up, and it had like a hologram of like this woman, like she would wear like she was dressed like.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, where she like locked them in the crib and was like making weird shit happen.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I forgot. I swear she had, like, natural disasters going on in the kitchen. Like, bro, who, like, what setting is this house built for? Like,
you can Fortress.
Make, you can make hurricanes in the kitchen. Like, yo, you never know.
Fortress mode.
Right. Right. Like, yo, this is some shit, like, survival. Like, niggas is playing zombies in real life. Like,
yeah. Huh.
It's just like the fact that it's getting to that, but like
I never got into watching a lot of Disney stuff when I was a kid.
For real?
Like I didn't watch any of the.
You never watched Look of the Irish or like Xenon?
No.
Halloween Town.
Nope. Really? I didn't watch that as a kid.
That's a staple. That is definitely a staple.
It is. All my friends once it's Halloween time.
Nobody remembers that like superhero movie with the black family. It was like a live action film. I forgot what it was called, but like that joint used to pop. Mm-hmm. It was like Boogeyman, like. Yeah, like it was all right, but I feel like now at this point, like the quality's definitely gone down.
Are you the one that sent me the article about the actor from Atlanta being one of the first openly gay Marvel superheroes?
Yeah.
Who is he supposed to play?
Fastos.
Who the hell is that?
It's the Eternals. I, from what I heard, it has to do with like Galactus and like.
Oh, the Eternals, like who they're referencing in
Marvel comics
in the Spider-Man movie, the most recent one.
I think so. Okay. Did they mention them?
Yeah.
The Eternals?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't recall that. But yeah, it was he's playing him. I was not the biggest comic book fan. I do like superhero movies though. Mm-hmm. I even go to the DC ones from time to time.
Yeah.
Like I'm like just cuz like you, I like to give it a shot, feel me? Like I like both. Like but if I had to pick one, I would definitely say Marvel has the upper hand, but
they have more of a story.
Yeah, like the superhero quality is different. Like I feel like Marvel's a lot more not to say cartoony. But, like, DC has some really thorough, like, dark stories. Like, Batman doesn't get dark. Like, I don't think Marvel has something that's as dark as Batman, for real, for real. That I can think of. But,
I can't think of any.
But, yeah, like, I don't know who the Eternals are. It was just, like, I'm like, I think it's cool that they're doing that. Like, I personally don't have, like, have a problem with there being a gay superhero. I mean, because, like, Deadpool damn near was that. Like yeah. Realistically, like, Deadpool was always on some freak bullshit. Like,
yeah.
So, that doesn't bother me, but it's like, I didn't know, like, when I sent that to you, I'm like, is he gay or is he playing a gay guy? And then, from there, like, I was talking to a friend of mine who was just like, bro, you can be a gay actor. I'm like, bro, he's like, you can fake, he's like, it's called acting. I'm like, is it?
What?
Like, can you, like, is acting gay or acting? Like, I'm gonna just hit the elephant in the room right now. Like, yo, bro, is it, I'm not saying, like, because, like, remember when, like, Tank was like, you could suck, Tank said you could suck dick twice and not be gay. I was like, bro, that are you sure? Are you sure about that one, bud? Like, feel me? Like,
I think you can act gay. As an actor. But I'm not saying just out and about.
Would you kiss a man for money?
For money?
Yeah, because actors are getting paid. So, like they said, like, in that article, that same article I sent you, they said there's going to be a same-sex kiss scene.
Okay.
So, would you kiss a man for money?
I personally wouldn't. I'm not an actor.
You would?
I personally wouldn't, no.
But if you were an actor, you would?
Depends on how serious I'm taking my artistry, I guess. My
that's your artistry.
I don't know
your artistry.
I'm not doing that. No. I already said no. I just don't know what.
Nah, bro, you know, you was thinking about it. Maybe if I was an artist.
No, I'm just saying.
Maybe if I was an actor.
There's a lot of actors out there that are, I wouldn't consider them gay, but like they do scenes like that. So it's not.
It's like Neil Patrick. I mean, I wouldn't think. I didn't know Neil Patrick Harris was gay.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, but same thing with the bull from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Is he
gay?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying that's why I asked you: is acting gay, or is it acting? Because I'm
thinking if you're just acting for a role, it's just a role. I'm not gonna be like, yo, you're gay for that. Like, like after you're done shooting your scene, I'm like, man, that was just real gay. like, what are you supposed to be like? No shit, that was the whole. That was my role. Like, that's what I was supposed to do. Like,
so you'll be. So that's what I'm saying. So you'll be gay for money.
That's not what I'm saying at all. Fuck you.
That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying, bro.
Why are you trying to get me?
What the hell are you talking about? Literally, bro, every day I look for a reason to press this button.
I'm gonna delete that shit. That button's not gonna be there next week.
Come on, bro. We picked. Yo. That's why, but like, I mean, I actually didn't pick this for you, but that's actually how the conversation went on with my boy. Like, he told me, I was like, he's like, it's acting. I was like, is it? Mm-hmm. I'm not, I don't care, but I'm asking, and like, bro, like, let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, bro, if you feel me, just keep it a buck. Like, me personally, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. That's what I just said. Like,
bro, I don't just fuck with you about that, but I'm saying, like, I'm asking you, what do you think? Is it acting or is it?
I think it's just acting.
Alright. I'll take that for now.
For now?
I'm like, yeah.
Dude, what are you talking about?
We might come back to that. Not this episode, but one episode. We're going to come back to that. Like, hey, remember when you
I'm
said
getting
that?
Rid of that fucking button.
Why?
I'm just saying. I hope you pressed the wrong one.
But there's that. But I'm just saying, yeah. Like, I mean, if he is, it's just like, again, like, you, I would have never guessed.
Yeah. I don't care either. Personally.
Yeah, you do.
Why would I care?
No, I don't. I didn't, bro. I don't care. I'm just.
Oh, you just didn't expect it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just misunderstood. I thought they were saying he was gay. That's what I'm saying. So is he gay or is he? But he's playing an openly gay.
Yeah.
Comic book character.
Huh. We'll see what happens. When is that movie supposed to come out?
I don't know.
Do you know? Oh, okay. Oh.
I mean, if I'm here with you. So, yeah, we should just name this episode I'm here. But like, put it in a real small font.
Where are you?
Nah, I'm fucking around.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about now? We only got a couple minutes. It's not like...
I feel like I had something else.
We can wrap it up, dog. Do whatever you want.
All right. Hold on.
All right. Compose yourself.
Yeah, I was like, I lost. Hold on. All right.
All right, hold on. You gonna fucking record it?
All right, this is not... This is the... Yo. All right. So we're going to wrap things up. This is the Almanac Podcast. It's your boy Eddie and your boy Alex.
Yo, yo, yo.
We want to thank y'all for listening in. Again, you know, we appreciate all the support. Remember, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. We drop every Monday. We're still dropping video. The YouTube videos drop on Tuesday.
I believe so.
All right. And so, yeah, we remember to stay tuned for the next one. And that's it.
That's it.